from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know what kind of offensive mind he is. He gonna do great things with Jalen, man. He upgraded Jalen's skills, man, and making him a smarter player, making him a better player, making him make a lot of reads, a lot of checks, trying to get him the freedom to be one of the super, super elite guys. You know, he's already an elite player, you know, but he's trying to take that XL to be compared to, like, the Patrick Mahomes and Lamar's and all them guys. You know, they got him right under that tier. He finna jump right into that tier this year, man. Looking forward to it because he got a high ceiling, man, and I know Kellen Moore is going to be able to do a great job with him, make sure you put him in great play callers to make him make the right plays and the right decision.
Darius Slay on Jalen Hurts, the camp he's had. By the way, looks like Avante Maddox, you dropped an interception on Jalen Hurts here at practice.
So his streak's still alive.
The streak is still alive. Jalen Hurts without a pick the entire camp. Welcome back. Midday show broadcasting live from 94WIP's camp comeback at the NovaCare Complex, driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership. For locations, go to HitchRV.com. Darius Slay with some very nice things to say about Jalen Hurts. And look, if there's, you know, five or six big keys to the Eagles actually, you know, bouncing back and winning the division this year, Jalen's play, Hugh, is obviously number one atop that list, because we could just call this for what it is. 2 years ago, Jalen Hurts was the best quarterback in the NFC East. He was better than Dak Prescott. Last year, he wasn't. Now, you could say he's better. You could say it's just a down year and he'll be better again. But sometimes it's that simple. Who's the best quarterback in the division? Like, if you go through all the divisions and I give you the quarterbacks, usually the best quarterback wins the division. Like, the Bills are the favorite in the AFC. So why? Josh Allen's the best quarterback. The Texans are the favorite in the AFC South because C.J. Stroud is the best quarterback. Now, the Ravens are the favorite in the AFC North. I actually think Burrow's the best quarterback, but they're pretty close, those two teams.
Yeah.
In the West, Patrick Mahomes, overwhelming favorite of the Chiefs. You know, it's not that difficult when you look at it. You pick the team with the best quarterback most of the time, and they win the division.
Who's the best quarterback in the NFC West?
So, the odds tell you it's Brock Purdy. Would you say it's Stafford?
Well, you know what's funny? Because I've been on the Brock Purdy train, and you know, I've said he was, you know, because of what he did last year.
He played the best last year in that division.
But when you initially said it, that's not the name that initially popped
into
my head.
Stafford pops in your head?
Yes.
So I would say most of the time, right? Like, sometimes it's not always that way, and I know Purdy is polarizing. But I do think the NFC comes down to that.
Yeah.
If Jalen outplays Dak Prescott, the Eagles likely win the division.
That's what it looks like, because Daniel Jones, man, listen.
Oh, he stinks.
He got paid, though.
Well, and he might get benched at some point this year.
Yeah, the Giants
are in free fall. And then, you know, obviously the Jaden Daniels hasn't played yet. He's a rookie. We'll see how good he could be. I think they're going to be a competitive team. But it comes down to that. All right, latest odds, then we'll hear let you hear what BG had to say about Jalen Hurts here. So the Eagles, and this has changed, Hugh, over the last couple of months. I would say last time we looked at this, maybe 2 months ago, it was kind of close, even, right? The Eagles and Cowboys to win the division.
Yeah.
It's not anymore, which means obviously a lot of bets and money are coming in on the Eagles. Eagles right now are minus 140 to win the NFCs. They are the clearly the favorite.
Okay.
Dallas at plus 175. The Commanders at 11-1. The Giants all the way down at 16-1, which is, you know, one of the lowest in the NFL to win their division. So it's being, you know, the betting market says it's a two-team race, the way you said it earlier. It's the Eagles and it's the Cowboys. And the Eagles are the favorites. So maybe it speaks to all you crazies that want to lock them up today.
All you crazies. They go with the name calling.
Well, at least I didn't you people, everybody. I mean, I just, I'm not willing
that
to go
That is
there.
Outrageous when Hugh does that.
Oh, I know. The
what do you
people?
Mean? The you people?
No, you people us on a fairly regular basis around here.
We're all inclusive, though. Don't take it personally.
I know, like but we,
y'all,
Kyle you know, and I never you people.
Sometimes
anybody.
You people get off, you know what I mean? Y'all get to acting crazy.
Yeah, speaking about yourself there. All right, 215-592-9494. We're also looking for the biggest Cowboy hater today. The person that we deem the biggest Dallas Cowboys hater wins a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. We need your Cowboy hating resume. We just got a call from someone who swapped out a Cowboys hat for an Eagles cap in their friend's casket at their funeral. Okay, so BG, Brandon Graham recently, here's what he said about Jalen Hurts as we await, hopefully, a great year out of the Eagles quarterback.
You could just see that Jalen's getting comfortable by the day, and just the way he's moving even quicker than he was last year. I think he was probably dealing with some stuff last year, but you can tell that he got a new and improved, you know, view of, you know, just life this year. And I'm excited for him because you can tell that he is excited. You see him, like, you know, y'all always be on him about smiling, but I know him personally, so it'd be like, you know, it's like that boy is really happy with what's going on, so I can't wait to see him go out there and do his thing.
Y'all be only by smiling. Y'all stop that. He don't need to smile.
Sure he does.
No,
I want my quarterback to smile.
No, I mean, like I said, I saw him and it was in a small sample size, but he looked upbeat. He looked comfortable, and I think that's important.
Yeah, I mean, it's been pretty overwhelmingly a positive camp for Jalen Hurts. Just everything about his play. It's even the way he's run and he moves. Now, we're going to find out in 2+ weeks how he looks in a real game against the Green Bay Packers.
They're
going to
be after him.
Of course they're going to be after him. I thought it was interesting – 2 days ago, the reports came out that the Eagles' defense blitzed a lot in practice, and from what was said, the Eagles' offense didn't handle it particularly well. It wasn't like it was bad, but it wasn't great either, so we'll see if they have that issue solved. 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles a lock to win the NFCs? Kyle, are you surprised with the early poll results? Over 60% do not believe they're a lock?
Honestly, yeah. This is usually the time of year where everybody has, like, I'm almost like near delusional type of excitement for the Eagles.
PTSD.
I'm glad you said it, so I didn't have to. Yeah, it's a little delusional.
I don't think it is because I believe they're a lock. You know, I got the Sharpie out, but I do wonder if part of this is because people are upset about the Phillies thing still, even though they're clearly still a lock to win the NL East. But everyone's like, jinx the Eagles too. Shut up. Just let's go all in. They're a lock.
Yeah, also, I don't understand the angst. I mean, I understand the Phillies' angst. They haven't played as well since the All-Star break. But they're up 7 games in the division. Like, them winning the division has just gotten it's become stronger as time has gone on, not weaker.
Well, it's because of the month that we just had.
Right.
And the fact that we didn't win the last game that we were in against the Nationals.
Yes.
That kind of hurt a little bit.
No, I understand that Phillies haven't been dominant or even very good in the last month or so. I get that. But when I said the Phillies were a lock, they were up 6.5 games in the division. They had begun the race, and they were out ahead.
It was a lot of baseball.
This race hasn't even begun.
Because it's different, Joe, because it's only 17 games.
Well, you know what that leads to sometimes? That leads to a little more variance, weirdness. Like in baseball, over 162, Hugh, usually the cream rises to the top.
Yeah.
Sometimes in football, I mean, you get weird years, right? A team that not even thinks any good wins 10 games. It happens every year in the NFL. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown, I know he's a Dallas Cowboys hater. Good morning, Chris.
Good day, man.
How are we doing, Chris?
What's up, Chris?
We're doing pretty good. Guys, I'm going to give you a couple quick bullet points here of why I am the biggest Cowboy hater. You know, first of all, when Cowbaby Jimmy calls in, you know, he always tries to take shots at yours truly because, you know, he knows. Last year during the week, I gave you Micah missing Parsons. And then at the end of even my Phillies rant on WIP that went viral when you guys posted it, I ended it with Dallas. Some quick things of my resume of why I think I'm the biggest hater. Of course, guys, onto the topic of the day, the Eagles are by far going to a stone cold lock division. I mean, it's not even close. And you know what? I just got to do it. We got to get in the season form. Kyle, hit it! The Cowboys are a close show with a Jerry Anson Jerry as the ringmaster. Dominated every year by the national media, only to fall apart and it is the rib up that is the master at the R of a one-star rating. We will win the NFC East on our way to the Super Bowl. We will be strong.
Good stuff, Chris. Chris, very, I mean, obviously a good resume there on top of the reasons he gave. You know what? I got to say, I couldn't tell, Hugh, during that phone call if his voice was going out or the connection on his phone.
Yeah, I let it ride.
Let's see where it goes.
I was thinking the same thing.
I think it was his voice. At first, I thought, oh, no, we're going to lose the call.
I thought it was connection.
Yeah?
I think it might have been connection as well.
It could have been both. Well, Chris has been known to lose his voice at some point during these calls there. I mean, it's a pretty strong Cowboy hater resume. I mean, he ended it with a Dallas sucks. I mean, that's... I mean, it's good. I mean, I expected Chris to bring that today, to bring the energy. I didn't hear many substantial reasons why they're a lock to win the NFCs.
No, but it was heartfelt.
Though. No, I know. Yeah, that's really what we're looking for.
We don't look for substance on this show.
Logic. We check that at the door.
It just all depends on what day it is and what day of the week it is.
Because I'm not sure there's a lot of logic in saying they're a lock to win the NFCs.
Not most times that we talk about something.
When they lost six out of their last seven last year. I mean, like, that's the last time we watched them play is they weren't good.
It's mostly what you feel in your heart, though.
Yeah.
And my heart is telling me that this division is a lock.
What about your brain?
I feel like this is the most talented team. Like, if you want some logic, I'll give you some of that. This is the most talented team. This team feels right now, from what we've seen, like they're the most cohesive unit in the NFC East.
So, cohesion. I think there's something to what you're saying. But I also think wasn't it just 2 weeks ago the Sirianni Hurts latest story came out? Are we totally past all that? They're good.
What was the latest story?
You know, the one we talked about where the details of the Wink Martindale thing, like the details of last year.
Oh, I forgot
yeah,
about that.
That's my favorite thing. That bad thing?
Oh, wait.
Bury it.
No. You mean the fact that Wink talked too much? Like Wink, you can't. Wink is the ops.
The fact that Jalen called an opposing coach because he didn't trust the coach.
No, he didn't know what he's doing. Wink is the ops, and Wink will probably never work another down in the NFL again for being the ops.
Yeah, he's a college coach.
You like how I put it on Wink. I'm a spin doctor.
Yeah, I mean that was great spin doctor stuff. The head coach. I mean the Eagles quarterback called an opposing coach.
He didn't
think the Eagles coach had an ounce of knowledge on how to combat the blitz.
What do they call that? Narcissistic behavior. Is that narcissistic behavior?
Like all about him?
Say you did something wrong, but they turn it around and put it on like you did something wrong. Like Wink called Jalen called Wink, but Wink the bad guy for telling. Ain't that narcissistic?
Here's what you've done. This is pro spin. I mean, this is.
Well, Wink is a snitch.
He's a snitch.
Tell him, Kyle. You know what I mean? Out there snitching, somebody call you and you telling folks.
Yeah,
snitches get stitches.
You know what's funny? Anytime we get an anonymous quote, we ultimately get...
We get mad at the anonymous person.
This is make-believe. It's anonymous. Put your name on it. And Wink puts his name to it. Now Wink's a bad
dude. What you doing? You a snitch. Yeah, that's how... Listen.
I also wonder if Wink's a little upset he didn't get the job here.
Yeah, that's what you do. Call moving the line.
Just move the line, yeah. The Eagles are cohesive. When they're not, we bury the story.
Yes.
Pretend it's not there.
Why are you talking bad about us? Yes, we do what everybody else does in life. Every day.
So I should take all my reality for today and put it aside? Put aside my reality?
I tell you what. It all depends on what side of the argument you want to be on.
Let me ask you guys this, because I got pie in the sky, Hugh and Kyle today. Of all the things that we've talked about recently today that I brought up, which one is the one you're most concerned about? All right, I'll throw some at you.
Okay.
Offensive line without Kelsey, and on the right guard's a little unsettled right now. The pass rush, two new coordinators, the Sirianni hurt stuff. Like, of all those, which one is the one you're like, yeah, that feels like they got to make sure that's okay. I'm not sure about that one.
I would say the pass rush.
Okay.
Like, out of the ones.
Finally,
you just,
the pass rusher in the room comes back.
Well, no, I'm saying, finally. I would say, like, out of the most I'm worried about,
yeah,
that would, like, you only gave me three. I'm not worried about either three, but in fairness to this conversation.
I made you pick one.
Yeah, you made me pick one, so I picked the pass rush.
Kyle, how about for you? Of all the things that are potential pitfalls, which one's got you a little concerned?
Honestly, if, like, any single player on the offensive line goes down.
The depth there is the usual Howie offense.
No, it's not. And, like, we know I love Lane Johnson, but if there's one thing I could say about him is that he tends to miss time during the season. Like, if that's any significant amount of time, we could be in big, big trouble there.
So I think Fred Johnson is the next guy up.
Or like Toth or something.
Yeah, so it seems like Toth is going to be like that guy that plays all over the place. Guard, center,
swing
back,
guy.
The swing guy. Yeah, maybe it's him. I don't know. It's just, yeah, if that's certainly one. And we've seen years in the past where that's happened. You know, 2012, that happened to them. 2020, it's like, you know, once in a while you have just that tough year offensive line injury-wise. Hopefully that's not now. 215-592-9494. I would go with the pass rush too, Hugh. I mean, O-line's concerned, but I'm just trying to figure out how they're getting to the quarterback. Now, maybe it's more blitzes out of Vic Fangio, right? Because he'll do that. But I'm just trying to figure out, do they have enough off the edge without blitzing to get there? Like, I think Jalen Carter will have a big year. Second year in the NFL, he's primed for that. But, I mean, Brandon Graham, Josh Sweat, Nolan Smith, obviously the guy, you know, Bryce Huff.
Yes.
I don't know how much Jelix Hunt's going to play as a rookie, but that's it. Those are your five guys. Like, can those five generate enough pressure?
I feel like this. I feel like when you have a team that has so many question marks about their ability to play the run and get to the quarterback, the one thing you had to do is play on the other side of the ball. And what I mean by that is you don't leave them on the line. You don't have them too much two-gapping. You let those ends get up the field. You let them set the edge, and you send those linebackers. Like, you're going to have to play an aggressive style of defense within reason. I think that when I think about this team and how they're going to be up front, probably doing a lot of stunting, probably a lot of movement up front, probably a lot of guys getting up the field and helping those linebackers see and free-flowing linebackers. I feel like that's probably going to be the defense that we're going to see.
215-592-9494. Sean in Collinsville is up on WIP. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Sean. What's up, pal?
I think the Eagles are a lock. I think they're a lock this year. If you look at the rest of the NFC, I mean, the Commanders and the Giants, they're kind of out of it. The Cowgirls, I mean, they got their own thing going on with CeeDee Lamb and everything. I think the biggest opponent for the Eagles this year is going to be themselves.
Sean, I you might be right about that. I mean, I think the Cowboys will be at least decent, probably not terrible, but they've got issues. I agree. I'm probably maybe too high on the Commanders. I think they'll be competitive with you and the Giants, they stink. But, Sean, the way you framed it, that's it. I mean, if the Eagles don't achieve as much as people think, you know, win 11, 12 games, it's probably because of the nonsense here more than the other teams.
Yeah, and it's really going to come down to the young guys stepping up, which kind of brings me to my Cam Jurgens point. I'm not truly worried about his physicality. What I'm worried about is making those line reads and identifying the mic and everything for those pass coverages and or the pass blocking, which I think when Jalen was doing his interview, I want to say that he was saying he might be taking over some of that responsibility.
Yep.
But losing Jason Kelsey's knowledge of that is going to be a big hit to the offensive line for the start of the season.
Of course. I mean, Sean, when people talk about how Kelsey handpicked Jurgens and, like, I'm sure he could play. Like, you know, physically he was pretty decent at guard last year. Like, I have no doubts he's going to be a quality NFL player. They've groomed him for 2 years and they're good at picking linemen. But it's exactly what you just said. I mean, Hugh, Cam Jurgens doesn't just have to play center and block nose tackles. He has to help Jalen with all the protection stuff. That's brand new for him here in the NFL.
Yeah, but I think the biggest thing that we're tending to forget is that for a lot of this camp, Jason Kelsey was here helping him out, helping him see different things. Now, I know that there probably won't be as much time during the season for Jason to help.
Right.
But Jason will always be there to help.
Seems like he's here all the time.
Yeah. I mean, and there's not like that's the thing that I think people are forgetting. Yeah, Jason's going to be working at ESPN, But Jason lives in Pennsylvania. It ain't like Jason lives in Dakota or something like that. So if there's something that he needs to discuss with these guys or Cam needs to talk, Jason's going to give him as much information as he possibly can about the football that he has played over the years. So that's why, like, other people are concerned about Jason not physically being there on the field. Jason has immersed himself in coaching. He doesn't know if he wants to coach or not, but he's immersed himself in it to try to figure out what he wants to do. So he's going to be a part of this offensive line
in some
way. It's
almost like Kelsey's an intern. I mean, like a coaching intern. The offense here and what we hear. All right, Sean, you're off to a good start with the Cowgirls thing. Give us why you're the biggest Cowboy hater.
I've been playing fantasy football for probably about 12 years now, and I have consistently refused to take Cowboys on my team. I won't draft them. If they get traded midseason, I'll drop them. I'll try and trade them, but I will not play with the Cowboys on my team. I can't root for them.
So, how far will you go? Let me give you an example. Like, for some reason, Sean, CeeDee Lamb slips to the third round this year in your draft. You're not taking him?
Probably not. No, I'll let somebody else take it. I mean,
that's pretty strong. Yeah, because those guys don't fall to the third round. Yeah, that's pretty strong. I like it. Sean, it's a good one.
I had opportunities to take, like, Ezekiel Elliott and stuff late, but won't do it.
All right, Sean.
Hey, you guys have a good one.
You too, man. We'll get you the next really. Kyle, that's pretty strong. I mean, CeeDee in the third round, you don't take him because you hate the Cowboys?
So, basically, you taking money out of your pocket.
Yeah, even I can't go that far.
No, like, okay, listen.
I'm in it to win it.
Yeah, when it comes to that bread, man, you got to do what you got to do.
But there's principle to what he's saying.
No, that's called stupidity.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're putting money down, like, look.
Yeah, you bet, man. You try to make some money.
I've been known to grab Dak pretty late in drafts, like, yeah, just because he's a high-volume passer.
I think you guys are missing the point, though.
If Sean is the winner and he's in our league.
Well, right. Yeah, that's
gonna,
true.
He's going to push good plays.
He'll leave them for us.
I didn't think about it like that, Joe.
Yeah, I'm trying to win our league.
Like, listen, sometimes I have a blind spot.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me see. Like, yeah, we might need to put him in.
I mean, Sean just went up the charts there. He obviously hates the Cowboys, which is the objective today.
And he hates himself. He hates money.
And he might make us a better chance to win our own league. I mean, that's good. All right, speaking of not a Cowboy hater, but people who's hated, that's Cowboy Jim. Jim is up next. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, well, first of all, you guys should win the contest because you don't allow Cowboy fans to win any prizes, even though we always have the correct one every single week. So, yeah, you guys win. So, hands down.
I mean, it's pretty rare I ever think you have a good answer. So, I don't know what that's all about.
Someone should check with Chris from Middleton, his doctor, because this man gets hemorrhoids every time he screams.
No.
Go ahead, Jim.
The strain.
It's a lot. Yeah, I know what it means. it's a lot. Go ahead.
And hate is a strong word. Hate is a very strong word. Can we come up with another word like dislike, you know, mildly dislike the Cowboys?
We're grown-ups here, Jim. It's okay to say hate. It's sports.
You know what?
Shut up.
Hate.
I mean, like,
all right, look.
What are we doing here?
Okay, look, the NFC East is going to be a tie. Okay, forget about the Giants. Forget about the Commodores, okay? It's probably going to come down to a tie between the Eagles and the Cowboys, but the Cowboys will win out because they'll either have more points or they will beat the Eagles twice. So that's how I see it. I see it being a tie for the East.
A tie? You called in today to give us a tie.
A tie. Yes, I did. Because if I come and give you that the Cowboys win it, you're like, oh, forget it. You don't know what you're talking about.
This just shows how lack of confidence you have in your team. I mean, you literally called up. But, Jim, that's enough. Jim just called us to call a tie. I mean, seriously? A tie? I mean,
that's not lame.
I mean, have a take, Jim. Like, is your team going to win or not going to win? A tie?
It doesn't sound like he's too confident that they will.
Well, it doesn't sound. No, I mean, if you're... I mean, he's basically saying it's going to come down to a tiebreaker. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Oh, we got a spot. Midday Show, Fantasy Football League. Biggest Cowboy hater out there on NFC Lock East Lock Day today on the Midday Show. We'll get a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League. Next Wednesday, we'll hold a live draft at a location we'll tell you all about. Are the Eagles a lock to win the division? I don't believe they are. Hugh and Kyle Duman. Kyle's going wire to wire, Sharpie, head in the sand kind of stuff as we're out here at Camp Comeback for Eagles practice. All right, we'll get to all your phone calls coming up. Eagles linebacker Zach Bond will join us after practice, and we'll talk to Howard Eskin. I wonder if Howard is willing to say they're a lock to win the NFC East. Yeah, and we'll talk to Howard coming up and as well, you guys. 215-592-9494. Midday Show. Sports.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio 94 WIP. That's right. We are riding with the king here live from 94 WIP's Cam Comeback at the NovaCare Complex, run by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership. For locations, go to HitchRV.com. And that music means Howard Eskin is in the booth with us right now in our RV, sponsored by McGurk's Pub & Grill. If you're looking for a spot to host your fantasy draft, it is that time of the year, or need catering for it, make it McGurk's. Howard, how are we doing today?
Howard.
I'm just great. A little cooler out there today.
It's like football weather.
Yeah, you know, really it's cool. Either... So far in camp, it's either been rain or sun just beats down on you. So the sun's out, but it's cool. There's a nice breeze. So it's nice. It's a nice day at camp. It's football weather. Let's say it's football weather.
It is football weather. And Howard, we are now 2.5 weeks away from real football. The Eagles and the Packers down in Brazil.
But who's counting?
Well, all of us. We're all counting. We're all ready for it. Howard, how would you say, compare it to other years? Like, do you get a sense? Vic Fangio was asked today if he has a sense of how good they are. Has your mind changed? Do you think anything different about this team today than you did when camp started? Feel better? Feel more concerned about certain areas? Like, how has your mind changed the last, 4 weeks, 3 weeks of camp?
Well, although WIP had it figured out, we didn't know what to expect before camp started because you had new coordinators, and I knew Vic Fangio was good, and I knew Kellen Moore was good. I had mentioned to you guys before camp started that the length of time was going to change. It's going to be more work. They changed some people around who aren't here anymore, which had some ideas that it shouldn't have been that long. Well, that changed, and we see these practices are long. The last practice, what's today, Tuesday? The last practice was Sunday.
And that was like 2 hours.
2 hours. Yeah. So I kind of lose track of the days because they all run together. But that changed. Last year, I don't think they had a two-hour practice. So those are the kind of things that I expected. Now, as far as the play, you knew they added some players that could at least tackle on defense.
That's a refreshing change from last year.
I know. It's really they couldn't tackle me last year. But so I thought that was going to be better. What we see in practice, and I'm being totally honest, you see little things. We don't know by watching, despite the statistics of the quarterback.
Zero interceptions.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's history, Howard.
History by whom? History by...
It's Elliot. Let Elliot have his moment.
Okay, that's fine. Captain Clickbait can enjoy it. But what I look for, and this is what I look for, not the numbers, but his accuracy is really good. Now, do we know that he's making the right read? And I've talked to a few coaches, and they say he's doing a really good job with decision-making, which is the reason I always liked Tanner McKee from last year. I thought he really did a good job with decision-making. I mean, he's still going to be the third-string quarterback, so we got to get over that. But the reality is Jalen's more accurate. The coaches tell me he's making good decisions. So that part of it's really good. So I look at that. I look at offense. You know, there's really kind of one major change on offense, but I think Cam Jurgens is a good player. Nobody's as good as Kelsey. So, but I'm not worried about the offense. And I think the defense is going to do a good job with the way. And you heard Vic Fangio the other day, and that wasn't Fangio, it was Mailata, where he said, you know, he disguises so many different things. And, you know, the offense has to understand. But the fact that he's doing things and other teams might not recognize it as quickly. So they're a better team. Even though they were 10-1 to start, they were 10-1 and they had some challenges. But they are a better team in a conference that I don't think is as good. I don't think San Francisco is going to be as good coming off a Super Bowl loss. I don't think Detroit will be as good, or their record won't be as good, because now they have to wake up to a tougher schedule and people know, oh, you're a better team.
Yeah, they're the hunted now. Yeah.
Right, okay. And then who's the other team? I think the Rams, if Stafford stays healthy, could be an interesting team. And the Eagles play them this year.
So in L.A., right?
In L.A., which, yeah. And I think Green Bay. I think the Eagles and Green Bay, I think, are the two best teams in the conference. Whatever team is the best, I think they're the two best. I think the Eagles are going to be really good, and the Cowboys are irrelevant. So,
all right, off that, you think the Cowboys are irrelevant. Howard, do you think the Eagles are a lock to win this division? And let me throw this in. Am I crazy to think the Commanders could jump up to be competitive this year? New coach, rookie quarterback. Sometimes it happens right away. The Texans last year had a new coach and a rookie quarterback, and they won their division. I think the Giants are terrible. I don't think Washington's going to be terrible.
No, I think Washington could be the second-place team.
I agree.
Yeah, I do believe that. Now, it comes down to a rookie quarterback doing a good job. Dan Quinn's a nice coach, but he's more of a defensive, obviously.
Yeah, they have Kingsbury with the offense there.
Yeah, and it's just he's been, you know, I'm not excited about him. But they could be, because I just don't think Dallas is going to be as good. You know, CeeDee Lamb is greedy. Micah Parsons is going to jump right into the fray being greedy. Dak Prescott will take, he's going to get over $50 million. So what difference does it make?
Dak Prescott might get over 60 if he hits free agency. He will. If he's on the open market and three or four teams are bidding.
Somebody's got to be able to fit him in. But Dak Prescott doesn't win. So,
well, he does win 10, 12 games a year in the regular season.
Okay, and yeah. They don't win in the playoffs.
I hear you.
So, so I'm not worried about the Cowboys. So it's just, are they a lock? Yeah, if they don't have injuries, I think they're a lock.
All right, Howard Eskin calling it a lock. He's with you.
You called it a lock.
Yeah, that's no, I don't think they're a lock.
That's the only thing I agree
I'm not
with
ready
Howard
to say
about.
They're a lock. Yeah. Hugh
greedy,
over here.
That greedy thing, though, that's just it's ridiculous. Being greedy is no such thing.
Wait a minute, what's the difference between 30 and 35? And you're going to tell me?
$5 million.
Okay. You kind of lay that up for
you. Can't. Well, yeah, but you can't spend all that
money. I'm going to try. I'm going to give it the old college try.
Let me just break down something for you. Doesn't he have a contract this year, CeeDee?
He does.
Okay. Doesn't Brandy Ayuk have a contract
this
year? Yes,
he does.
Okay. Well, so you signed a contract.
No, I agree with that part.
Okay. Well,
I agree with that part. Okay. But when you look at all the money that's being thrown around and you've put in the work that they put in, I mean, it's
outperforming your contract is the most asinine, ridiculous comment I have ever heard. Ever give money back when they underperform?
But wait a minute.
No, we just
signed
AJ
Brown.
Get money on the other side.
We just gave AJ Brown for some more money for outperforming his contract. I mean,
You know what you did? Howie Roseman signed him before he knew the numbers were going to go up.
Yeah,
so he signed him.
He outperformed.
Well, he got ahead of AJ potentially being upset about his deal.
No, he didn't outperform. He saw the future. And he gave him the money, so he locked him down.
Well, that's why Howie's good. I mean, he always does this. He sees things
exactly
ahead of time.
Exactly right. I mean, Hugh Douglas is about money.
I'm about being comfortable. Who is it? I mean, who doesn't like money? You're the only person I know that don't like money, Howie.
Hold it. Let me
what do you got against money? What has money done to you?
What is What is uncomfortable about $30 million a year?
If I had a chance to get, like, say, $30 million is nice. But if I got a chance to get $35 million, I'm going to try to at least get 32 and a half.
You want to be comfortable. It's like T.O. We go way back. Well, I want to, you know, money for my family.
We try to build generational wealth.
You don't care about your family. You care about yourself.
It's called generational wealth. You're trying to get generational wealth.
Oh, okay. All right. Money.
All right, Howard. One name we haven't talked about much in camp, because obviously it's camp, and they're not going to run him into the ground because they want to use him during the season. Saquon, right? It was a big deal when he got here, and then it's been quiet for camp because he's just kind of doing his thing. Howard, when we get to week one, 2.5 weeks from now, what do you expect the Eagles to run the ball more because they paid a running back? Or is it the same offense, they just have a more talented player back there? Because a lot of people now think, hey, they got Saquon, they'll run the ball more, they'll give him the ball 20 times a game. What do you expect? How do you expect them to use Saquon Barkley?
Can I educate you just a little bit?
Well, you could try.
Okay. It's tough with you. I have a 50-50 chance. All right. The reason they gave him more money is he's going to be a receiver. And that's why people don't understand. I knew as soon as they paid him that money, I said, you know what? He's going to be a receiver a lot more than running backs for this team have been in the past. So will he get 20 touches? Yeah, he's probably going to get around 20 touches. But he might only run the ball 14, 15 times. I think he's going to be the third leading receiver on this team.
I agree with you on that.
Okay. So that's why they paid him, because he can do multiple things. And obviously, they're making it easier for Jalen Hurts. As a quarterback, he's going to have so many different options. The tight end was always a good option. Now you got the running back. It's going to be a really good option. So that's why they paid him more money. And the Giants, because their quarterback is so bad. He sucks so bad. What good does he do?
Crazy.
They made the mistake when they drafted Saquon number two. That was the lunacy of that. That franchise is a toilet.
And it's been that way for a decade. They've been bad for a long time.
It's awful. And it's a shame because I really like the offensive coordinator, but he's working with garbage. So
Kafka, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mike Kafka. Because I knew Mike, and I still know Mike well. And I don't know what to say to him if I text him. So I can't bust his chops. He's trying to make chicken salad out of you know what. But they're just not good. You got to have. We all know this. This is not rocket science. You got to have a quarterback to win.
All right, Howard, the other concern this year is the pass rush. Is it good enough, right? Hassan Reddick's not here. Howard, who's going to lead? Take out Jalen Carter. I'm talking about the edge rushers. So Nolan Smith, Josh Sweat, Brandon Graham, Jalix Hunt, the rookie, and obviously Bryce Huff. Who leads the team in sacks on the edge? Who's their best pass rusher?
Okay, you said Swift, right?
So take out Jalen Carter because he's a defensive lineman. I'm talking about their stand-up edge rushers. Josh Sweat, Nolan Smith, Bryce Huff, obviously who they signed, Jalix Hunt, the rookie, Brandon Graham. Like, who's their best pass rusher?
Because Josh Sweat is playing for, assuming he stays healthy, he's playing for a contract.
2 years ago, he did have a big year.
Yeah, and then he kind of faded the second half of the season. So they'll figure that out. But
do they have enough there?
I wouldn't be surprised if the edge rusher / linebacker could be the leading sack person. But it's hard to say that Josh Sweat and then Huff.
Is Bryce Huff the real deal? Or
they signed him.
You could pay anyone you want. Does it mean
the way Vic Fangio is going to run his defense, I think it could be pretty good. So, but I think the combination of sacks will be as good as last year, without question. And that's what you want. It doesn't matter who's leading. It matters how much pressure you put on the quarterback.
Well, if you go back to the Super Bowl year 2017, I don't think they had a 10-sack guy that season. I think they just was a combination of everyone. So, it could work like that.
You know, we get all caught up in sacks. And, you know, when you realize Reggie White was phenomenal. When he led, and Michael Strahan broke the record for a season. When
Brett Favre laid down?
He'll lay down. He had 21 sacks, but he had it in 12 games. It was a strike
that's
year.
Remarkable.
He had it in 12 games. He was incredible, and what a nice person, but the fact is his ability to play the game. But, you know, I just worry about the total number, the pressure and the total number, not the individual number. And I think I like Hassan Reddick, but I think he was worried about numbers.
Well, so obviously still. He still wants his contract with the Jets.
Well, not those numbers. That's another guy that's
under contract.
Oh,
you mean his sack numbers.
His sack numbers, yeah. It's just, come on. You're under contract there, bro. Let's go.
All right, Howard. While we have you, before we let you go, yesterday, as you heard all day, a lot of reaction to the Phillies and Rob Thompson and the ninth inning of the Sunday game. What was your reaction to what happened there as they go down with Cal Stevenson and Garrett Stubbs as Harper and JT sit on the bench?
Here's the bigger problem. When you give guys days off, and you tell them they're not going to do anything. He had three starters. He gave days off. So now you shortened your roster.
Of course, you're playing three men down. Yeah,
three men down. I think it was a horrible decision, and I like Rob Thompson, but he's stuck on, what's the matter? Yesterday off wasn't enough. He had to have 2 days off in a row. The one at bat is going to change. You're an idiot.
Hugh's gone so soft. That's unbelievable.
I mean, he's making $30 million a year. And, you know, he's getting paid. You know, you can't take one at bat. I mean, you got to, as Herm Edwards, or who is it? Herm Edwards or Jim Morrison. You play to win. It was Herm Edwards.
Yeah.
You play to win the game. A day off. What are you kidding me? When you have a day off the next day, it was a terrible, terrible. Now, I don't know that he's going to hit a home run. But he's certainly better than what you put up there.
Oh, way better chance. I mean, Cal Stevenson just got here. Hugh, you've had 24 hours to reconsider this.
I do not recant anything. I stand on everything that I said, even though Howard is over here calling me mean and hurtful names. When you tell somebody when they have the day off, man, that's what they expect the day
off.
Wait
a minute. You're a professional athlete. You're expected to play.
You know what? That is that I hear that. Everybody says that. Well, you're getting paid so-and-so amount of dollars.
Yeah.
What about the mental preparation that it takes to get ready for the game?
Are you going
to
tell me that because he had the day off, he didn't go in the batting cage the game?
No, he didn't. I don't think he did. Well, how about this? Let me say, since it's so easy to do, Howard, go hit a home run. Go hit me a home run right now.
I'm not saying he would, but is he better than the guy they put up at the plate?
I mean, yes, he is.
Okay,
but
it's a simple answer.
But he was not prepared to go.
I'm asking you. I'm in a court of law right now.
Was he a better option?
Yes.
If he was available,
yes. or no?
No.
If
he was half asleep, he's a better option than Cal Stevenson.
Go hit. Okay, well, so easy. Joe, go hit me a home run right now.
No, but that's not what I do.
We're not asking him to hit a home run.
But that's like saying, I'm off today, and then you put a microphone in front of me. Give me an opinion on the Eagles. I'll give you an opinion. Like, I'll just do it when I wake up.
Don't ask me. If you give me the day off, don't call me and ask me to give an opinion.
No, we're not going
to
do that. All right, Howard. We will.
The day off to me means day off.
Howard, we're getting close now. Hopefully, are you ready? Are you ready for sideline duties? I mean, you've had training camp.
What is your shoe game looking like?
Are you ready for the regular
season?
Do you have the outfit picked out?
Yes.
For Saturday?
For Saturday, and then for week
one. This Saturday.
For week one, I have picked, but I'm not telling anybody.
Okay.
You got some new shoes that you had made or something? I know you keep with some nice. Some nice Vans.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I will.
Oh, so you're not sharing? You're not sharing?
Nope.
He's got to unveil game
day. Yeah, it's game day. It's like the game plan.
Okay.
It's like when the players walk in with their outfit, Howard walks in with his.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, it's just, when I dress, I know I'm sitting between two guys that I know I will dress better.
Well, I mean, the
and
bar is pretty low
close.
In here.
Is
pretty low.
I feel attacked.
I could bring a homeless guy in here, and it would be a step up.
I was going to say, who's the most well-dressed show on WIP, but I don't know if there is a most well-dressed show.
You know what?
It had to be the afternoon show.
Afternoon, probably, because Ike seems
Ike carries that show, like, as far as the dress is concerned.
Yeah.
Because Spike, being Spike, or
well, Spike's
Spike,
a T-shirt guy.
Yeah, we kind of dress
tries
alike.
To dress on Sunday, too. But he gets close, but he can't step up to my game.
we'll rate that this season. All right, Howard, we appreciate it. We'll talk to Howard next Tuesday, always every week on the Midday Show.
It's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Howard Eskin there. Will in the Northeast is up. Eagles linebacker Zach Bond going to join us in a little bit here. Hey, Will.
Good, man. How y'all doing today?
What's going
Good,
on,
Will.
Man.
What's up, pal?
Oh, man, listen. I can't get on the bus yet, man. Because, my biggest worry is, will this defense be able to hold up four quarters for 17 games? Because, even when they did a little interview on I was watching them one day, and they was interviewing one of the players, defensive players, and he was like, yeah, man, we was pretty tired, in practice. So what are y'all doing in practice? So So if y'all tired in practice, y'all going to be tired in the game. And another thing I wanted to ask, you know, they keep saying Jalen didn't have any interceptions, you know, during practice. Hey, listen, Jalen, that's great. It seems like you're getting your accuracy up better and, you know, you're making better decisions. But is it because Jalen getting better or is it because of the defense sucks? Which one is it?
I think it's a fair question, Will. I do. Is part of the reason Jalen has looked so great in training camp is he's gone up against a below-average defense. I mean, I think that's – it's a question that there's no way to know until we get to the real games, right? If we get to week one and Jalen lights it up and the Eagles' defense gets lit up, I think we're going to have our answer.
Absolutely. And I want to say this about our Phillies, man. And this is serious business now. Like, they Rob got to have a sit down with these guys one last time and let them know. And I've been saying it. It's either now or never. Because guess what? Y'all got the team to do it. Y'all got the team to win it all, right? But if y'all don't do it this season, this team is not going to be the same team no more. So y'all biggest chance is right now. Because next season, some of these players may not be around. So let's get ready, man. Let's stop playing around. Let's stop giving up these wins. Let's stay focused and go after what we came here for. And win the World Series. We're right there. Stop beating ourselves. That's all we keep doing is beating ourselves. It wasn't a team that beat us yet. It's our decision-making. That's why we're losing. So let's get it together and let's get back on track, man.
Now or never, Will. Now or never, Will.
Now or never.
Fantasy League, what makes you the biggest Cowboy hater? What do you got? Why do you hate the Cowboys?
Hey, man, I'm going to keep it basic. I'm from Philly.
You know what? Sometimes simple works. Will, it's a good answer. Will kept that very simple. Where he's from. He hates the Cowboys.
Beating yourself is crazy, though. That was crazy.
How about that D, baby?
Yeah, just let it be. All right, 215.
Don't take much.
592.
Well,
usually you're the one that says something, and then Kyle's like, what did he just say? Grab that and cut that audio.
I would have rolled him until he told me no.
An all timer, right?
Happy
there.
Tuesday.
It is a Tuesday, and that's why, Hugh,
it's
we
a lot
have
of fans out here today.
Today's the most fans I've seen at any day we've been at Eagles training camp. Now, it's nice weather. Listen, it's cool.
Pete
over here.
Pete's over here shaking us up.
Shaking our RV over here. We got a lot to get to on the show. Eagles linebacker Zach Bond, as the Eagles wrap up practice here in a few minutes, he's going to join us when practice is over. Excited to talk to Zach. We haven't spoken to him before. He's obviously new to Philadelphia, new to the Eagles. And it sounds like, Hugh, with the way it's gone, is he's slated to be part of this thing, whether he's going to be a full-time player or part-time. But I've thought since minicamp, Zach Bond's going to be a starter on this Eagles
That's
defense.
What it feels like.
It feels like he's going to get the first crack at the linebacker next to Devin White. So we shall see. Zach Bond's going to join us. We're looking for the biggest Cowboy hater today. The one that we deem that gets a spot in the midday show, Fantasy Football League. I did like Will's answer there. Why? Well, I'm from Philly. I mean, he kept it very simple there. A lot of good answers so far. 215-592-9494. Howard Eskin. Do we consider Howard? Did he say the Eagles are a lock? It was like a soft lock.
Well, he didn't want to. He didn't say it with his chest.
He did not. I think he kind of
soft sold. He soft sold it a little bit.
He did. Yeah, not quite like you and Kyle out here.
Yeah, he was like,
head in the sand. No issues with this football team.
Yeah.
Sharpie, lock, easy. All right, 215-592-9494. We also will get to some Philly stuff in the next hour. They start the series tonight down in Atlanta against the Braves. They could bury the Atlanta Braves. You heard the little pump-up speech there from Will in the Northeast. And the Braves had a major injury, another one yesterday that they're dealing with now as their season continues to be injury-plagued. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls, why you hate the Cowboys for a spot in the midday show Fantasy League. And do you believe the Eagles are a lock? We'll check in on the poll. Most people earlier today did not believe in our poll question. The Eagles are a lock to win the NFC East. I don't. I'm not ready to go there. Not before the season starts. Your phone calls and Eagles linebacker Zach Bond will join us next on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Everyone knows when Kyle goes yard, beers are on Kyle the next day. Yes, at bars all over the Philly area, you can get a free Philly standard, the tailgate beer, from Yards Brewing Company. Go to yardsbrewing.com to find participating bars, including McGurk's and Horsham, with $5 Philly standard cans, along with McGurk's famous crab pretzel, or Jersey's in Glenside, also with $5 Philly standard cans, and a takeout beer store, plenty of Yards varieties. Yards Brewing Company, celebrating 30 years, made by Philly. Drink responsibly.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.